Okay, welcome back to Hour 2. Some of that music almost sounds like 1950s vintage science fiction movie music. More sophisticated than that, but same idea. Mitchell Henderson is back tonight, and I've just put up on the homepage something I got from Hal Turner at Hal Turner Radio. It's a picture of a large, I guess it's a mosque in Iran, and they have hoisted a black flag over the top of it, which, according to Hal Turner, and you can click on the here up underneath the top of the page, you'll see a line of text, and it allegedly means that the world of Islam is going to war. So, something to factor in. It's a very impressive flag. I've never seen anything like it. So they've hoisted that in Iran, and I'm watching for others to see if other mosques end up with the same flag. We'll find out. I do think that this is all being positioned now with great intent, and they've already planned out how they're going to do it, i.e. get us into the war. And I think it'll be a Tonkin kind of event, which Tonkin never happened. But they'll claim something happened, or maybe they'll actually fire off a rocket at one of the American warships, a destroyer, whatever, do some damage, kill some Americans. Don't rule that out. And then right away we're at war against terrorism. Uh-huh. You know the game. Mitchell, welcome back. How's it looking at this point? We lost that hospital today. Oh, one other thing, dear friends. The Israelis at first claimed that the hospital was hit today in central Gaza by some kind of an errant, I think it was a Hezbollah missile, a guided missile, they're claiming. They dropped that real quick because people with cell phones recorded the actual impact of it, and there's a signature sound that a U.S.-manufactured JDAM, a JDAM, it's kind of like a bomb missile, it's a guided bomb, makes. They make a distinctive sound. And the same sound signature was recorded at the hospital impact. So it was an Israeli-dropped, American-made JDAM bomb that killed over 800 people already now, they're counting, at the hospital. Women and children, for the most part, who went there for safety and security. So the Israelis claimed it was an errant Hezbollah rocket. They said, we had nothing to do with that. That video and that story have been dropped already, deleted by the Israeli government, because it's a lie. They have no problem lying. They lie all the time. Our government lies all the time. We live in a world of lies. All right, Mitchell, go to it. Well, lots happening.
Well, let me first address that issue. Let's use some common sense here. We've been watching for 10 days entire buildings in the Gaza Strip, skyscrapers, imploding from a single bomb dropped by Israel, right?
Right, right.
Many, many, many buildings. We see it just implode, the whole building, okay?
Yeah.
On October 7th, the Hamas and Islamic Jihad fired thousands of missiles into Israel in an effort to overwhelm Iron Dome so that many of those missiles would strike. So have we seen pictures of entire buildings going down by these rockets launched from Hamas? No, we have not.
As you know,
entire buildings collapse from Israeli bombs.
Yes, dozens. As you know, those Hamas rockets are not guided.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like a backyard rocket. They make them,
and
they can
frogs.
Do some damage. Pardon me?
Yeah. They're frogs.
There you go.
A frog is a free rocket.
That's
over
right.
ground. They're not,
that's
they're
right.
not guided.
No, this is very primitive stuff. Yeah. It's not like a guided bomb.
Right.
That JDAM, look it up, JDAM. You can look up JDAM and figure out what that was. But the sound, the audio signature on the recordings is unmistakable. They thought these lies. It's all lies. Anyway, bad news. Maybe 1,000 people dead now in that hospital.
Yeah.
War crime.
I
Another
give
one.
It is war crime. So I want to give a big picture view here of what's coming. This is the final wars we're in right now. Okay, so Israel's goal is to finally accomplish Eretz Israel, or an Israeli state that includes the Gaza Strip and West Bank. They intend to settle the Palestinian issue by cleansing Eretz Israel of all Palestinians. They also include Arab Muslims and Christians that live in what is currently Israel. Eretz Israel must also destroy Iran in order to eliminate the most powerful and threatening enemy. They also want to move the capital of the world from New York City to Jerusalem. So you will see the war in Israel spin out of control. This is exactly what Zionism is about. Let me first describe how the war in Israel will go in Israel. It started with Israeli standing down to allow the worst attack on Israel ever. A week before the Hamas attack, Egyptian intelligence inconveniently warned Israel of the attack, not once, but several times, with a sense of urgency. Israel has an excellent intelligence network in Gaza. The planned attack by Hamas was really big and involved thousands of Hamas fighters. Israel could always penetrate smaller conspiracies to attack Israel, so it is unbelievable that they did not know about the October 7th Hamas offensive. The Israeli Defense Force was also stood down to allow the Hamas attack to have maximum effect. The attack would be horrible enough to justify Israel accomplishing all of their goals.
Correct.
Usually the IDF responds to a bird approaching the fence, but there was no response to the approaching Hamas fighters. There was a music festival outside Sderot, just 6.5 miles from the Israeli Zakim Division and 12 miles from the Israeli Gaza Division. That is about 20,000 Israeli combat soldiers, not counting support personnel. It took these soldiers 6 hours unopposed to travel such a short distance.
Oh,
Israeli
geez.
Intelligence and the Israeli Defense Forces are reputed to be the best in the world. This is just too much to be chalked up to incompetence. They did not respond because they were ordered to stand down. The kids at the music festival are woke and generally supporters of Netanyahu's opposition. They could serve Israel best by getting slaughtered. 260 were killed and hundreds taken hostage. There were 750 people taken hostage, but Israel says just 100. That makes it easier for them to claim success if they get 100 back and let 650 die.
It's all lies, Mitch. Everything is a lie or a partial lie.
On Saturday, they said that they rescued 250 hostages. The math does not add up, and it will not add up. Tommy communities within a mile of Israeli military bases had to wait 24 hours for rescue. This was clearly a stand down. They needed a mass atrocities and a high body count to justify their offensive on the world.
Mitch, may I say something?
They learned.
Yes,
go ahead.
This is important.
Yes.
I want everyone to understand, and most of you already do, these people have no problem sacrificing their own in order to achieve what Mitch has already described, a pretense, a cause for the utter annihilation of all Palestinians living in Gaza. They want them gone, and they're going to end up going probably into Egypt. Egypt has said now, if they come here, we're going to ship them to the European Union and turn them loose. We don't want them. So it's clear what's going on here. But this is not the first time that they have sacrificed their own. If you study history, you'll see it, to gain political leverage to do whatever they want to do. And you've got it nailed. They stood down the military. They did not. And I want to talk before the hour's up, too, about the Israeli Defense Forces, the men and women in uniform. What quality of army is this? Hamas in 2006, Hezbollah in 2006, cleaned their clocks. Sent them home, basically running. They destroyed over almost two dozen tanks. So what kind of a fighting force is this? Do Israeli men and women, who are big fans of TikTok and good times and parties, do they really want to go die at the hands of a martyr in Gaza? I don't think they do. I think that's why they're holding off on the ground portion of this thing, because the Israeli military does not want to sacrifice itself at the hands of Hamas fighters. And they're going to be running into an awful lot of them if they go in there. Anyhow, that's just 2 cents. Go ahead.
Well, let me address that now. If you see pictures, you have females in the tanks as tank commanders, female tank commanders.
Yeah.
I was an armored cavalry officer, okay? And you need brute strength, even if you're in a tank. You think, oh, you're in a tank, you're riding along. But no, if you have to do repairs, if you have to fight, it takes a lot of strength and a lot of endurance. It is not an easy thing. So anyways, the Israelis, they learned from 9/11 in the United States and our attack on world peace and stripping the Fourth Amendment protections from American citizens. They learned from that. The COVID pandemic obedience test of 2019 also taught them that it would work. If you scare people and announce a large body count, people will obey. They will obey and hate those who do not obey. Mm-hmm. So Hezbollah is already in the war from Lebanon, and Israel is already bombing its neighbor Syria, although Syria is not at war with Israel. They can pick on Syria because the United States already occupies northeastern Syria, and Syria has no protection at all from the United Nations. However, Syria is Russia's ally, but Russia is tied up in Ukraine. This is an intentional calculation. Israel gave Putin his birthday present by allowing this war to start on his birthday, knowing that NATO and the West accepted Ukraine's defeat, and cracks in the support for Ukraine were growing, with many nations refusing to send more weapons. Romania would not allow Zelensky to adjust their parliament last week. Slovakia has joined Hungary in opposing EU aid for Ukraine. Remember that 70% of all the weapons we sent to Ukraine were sold by the corrupt Ukrainian government on the black market. Biden refused to have them accounted for. This gave Hamas all the weapons they needed. Matt Gaetz ousted McCarthy to ensure that $24 billion would not go to Ukraine before the Israeli war. Every politician outside the squad is bending over backwards to kiss Israel's ass. Harvard University is revealing to the ADL the list of students that protested against Israel so that America's big business can blacklist them from ever being hired. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas, gave $4 million to protect Jews in Texas, and Ron DeSantis of Florida is doing everything he can do to protect Jews in his state. The virtue signaling by U.S. politicians is nauseating. So, Israel needs to make changes in the USA also. The capital of the world must move to Jerusalem, and freedom must be crushed in the United States. It will go something like this. One, the pedophile Biden is already being blamed for giving Iran $6 billion and leaving $7 billion worth of military arms and equipment in Afghanistan, plus providing about $70 billion in black market weapons to the world. That puts his obvious, corruption, he is facing impeachment after all. His pedophilia and his dementia add to the sense that he cannot lead the world at war. He will not help Israel on the world stage. He is widely disrespected and completely disrespected by the Arab world. Biden will be removed by an Article 25, that is if he doesn't get killed in Israel tomorrow. And Kamala Harris will become the first black female president of the United States. She is a close friend of Gavin Newsom, so she will appoint him vice president. Congress will approve because Israel has an emergency. Kamala Harris is even more incompetent than Biden, but she is the first black female president of the United States.
Yes, yes.
So she
Mitchell.
Has to be a hero.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
It's not Kamala Harris that I'm concerned about at all. It's the Mossad's Doug Emhoff, her husband, who's right there in the vice president's quarters running the country. They've got somebody right at the top now. And if it'd be very interesting, wouldn't it, if they sacrificed an old pedophile with a dead brain and used that as the Gulf of Tonkin reason to get into the war? They killed our president. He's quite look, they can get rid of him anytime they want. But Doug Emhoff is the big player here that nobody talks about. The camel's husband.
Well, another thing, Jeff, is that the White House staff is all Zionists. They're all Zionist Jews.
All of it.
Everybody that
all
works in the White House staff is.
Just as bad as the Ukrainian alleged government. They're all Zionist Jews.
But But listen, this is the plan. She is the first black female president of the United States, so she has to be a hero. She has to be go down in history as a hero. The best way to make her a hero is to make her a martyr. The easiest way to do that is to assassinate her. A white supremacist will be selected as a patsy. Gavin Newsom then will become president of the United States. He will capitalize on the outrage of the first black woman president being assassinated to abolish the Second Amendment, a longtime personal goal of his.
God help us.
So already Iran is getting the blame in the media for the Hamas attack and for the Hezbollah attacks in Northern Front.
Right.
Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Turkey all oppose the ethnic cleansing of the Gaza Strip. They met this week to coordinate policy. Although Egypt and Jordan have a peace treaty with Israel, they strongly oppose the ethnic cleansing in the Gaza Strip. Civilians in Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq are arming themselves and entering Gaza to fight Israel. Iran is Israel's greatest nemesis. We have been told about all the Islamic terrorists that have crossed our open border. This is precisely why the Zionist Jew Alejandro Mayorkas had the Border Patrol stand down. The Border Patrol is actively going out and cutting concertina wire that Texas put up to allow illegal immigrants in.
Ordered to cut it down. Unreal.
Right. So let me give you this information because it's pertinent. Okay. On August 19th, the International Atomic Energy Administration reported that Iran had 4.5 tons of uranium hexafluoride, which can be put into centrifuges to make uranium-235. They reported that Iran had 535 kilograms of 60% U-235, 121 kilograms of 60% U-235. Keep in mind that 20% U-235 is 90% of the effort of making 90% U-235, which is weapons grade. The IAEA also found 83.7% U-235 laying around. The implication is that Iran has enough U-235 for several nuclear bombs right now. So there are two types of nuclear bombs, uranium bombs and plutonium bombs. Making either one has difficulties. The difficulty of making a uranium bomb is purifying the U-235. You see, uranium is less than about 2% U-235. So they take the uranium and dissolve it in fluorine gas, which is itself difficult and dangerous to make. Uranium hexafluoride is a gas. This gas is put into centrifuges and spun so that the heavier isotope, U-238, is spun out, leaving the lighter U-235. U-238 will not initiate or can sustain a nuclear chain reaction. Once you have a critical mass of U-235, about 25 kilograms, making a bomb out of it is exceptionally easy. You can separate into two subcritical masses and shoot one into the other using just gunpowder, and it will cause a nuclear explosion. If I had the U-235, I could do that at home with less than $50 worth of material. So could you. So could an Iranian terrorist, which our government tells us is already here. They've been just slamming this on the news. Okay? So the U.S. government cover story is in place. If Iran wanted to make warheads for missiles, the preferred method is to make plutonium bombs because they are more compact and you can adjust the yield by injecting tritium gas into the core. The problem with plutonium is that it requires intense technical skill and precise machining to make it into a bomb. It has to be imploded, which means that you have to have very precise lensing and layering of explosives and a trigger system that ensures all triggers detonate at the same exact instant. I cannot do this in my garage, and neither can you, and neither can an Iranian terrorist. The plutonium I can make. In 1994, 17-year-old David Hahn, the Atomic Boy Scout, made a neutron breeder reactor that could produce plutonium in his garage, a 17-year-old high school Boy Scout. Okay, this clearly shows intent on Iran's part. They're making U-235 precisely because they can just pre-place uranium bomb anywhere on Earth, and it does not need ICBMs to attack anybody anywhere. This will be explained to us after the bomb goes off in New York City. Experts will be on TV explaining, waxing all over this, okay? This is to cause the world to not care what happens to Iran. This will be the pretext for the U.S. and Israel to nuke Iran. Now do you see why Israel is such an important ally? so we can justify nuking Iran. Of course, we cannot depend on Iran to pick the target we want to successfully carry out the operation.
That's right.
We had to do 9/11 for the terrorists. We will, of course, set off a nuke in New York City and kill millions of Americans on behalf of Iran. This will also destroy the UN, capital of the world. All of the sympathy for Israel, or should I say sympathy for the devil, will sell the idea of Jerusalem being the capital of the world. They will set up a new UN bureaucracy because the old will be gone. Finally, a Zionist Jew will become Secretary General of the UN because he will be able to stop the war. How will he do that? Supernaturally? No, because him and his cronies controlled the war. This new Secretary General will be the Antichrist. The nuclear attack on New York City will give Gavin Newsom the pretext to declare martial law and suspend the Constitution. He will never have to have been elected to power. The Bill of Rights will be abolished. Elections in America are an expensive fiction anyway. This will eventually lead to the final wars, Armageddon,
Mitch,
and the apocalypse. Yes.
Mitch, nicely said.
Yes.
An expensive fiction, the American electoral process. Very well said. There are a number of different scenarios that are potentials here. I think if one of the American task force ships were severely damaged by a rocket sent by you-know-who, that would be a Gulf of Tonkin event, and that would be enough to get us in. If American servicemen were killed, let's say the ship was hit, and they tried to blame Hamas or Hezbollah, and there's so many ways that this could go down, and that's certainly one. I feel, after dealing with this for a number of years, that the Samson option would also include the pre-placement, pre-positioning of nuclear warheads in certain world capitals. I wouldn't be at all surprised if the Israelis didn't already have pre-placed here in New York City, Washington, D.C., nuclear bombs. Wouldn't surprise me at all. How do you feel about that?
Well, okay, so this scenario that I just played out, this I didn't think of. This I was told, okay? I have inside information.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
So,
let me ask you to do this. I want you to backtrack. I would like to go through this again with you. Just go back a page or however far you have to go, and let's walk through this again. If you got this from a source as a definite scenario, I want to hear it again. I want everyone to hear it twice. So if you would do that, I would appreciate it. You don't have to go all the way back, just far enough. You know where we need to go.
So basically it's just this. You have to look at Israel's goals. Israel's goals is Eretz Israel. Okay, they have to have Eretz Israel because their Messiah cannot come back until all the Palestinians are out of Israel.
Okay.
is important to them. Iran is their main enemy. Okay, they don't really have the power to destroy Iran right now. But the United States easily can destroy Iran. So if they set off a nuke in New York City, blame it on Iran, then, and they are. They are blaming it. They're saying, you watch all over the news today, they're just saying, oh, yeah, all these Islamic terrorists have entered the United States. And they're specifically narrowed it down to Iranian terrorists have entered the United States through the border.
Sure.
They're here now. They're telling us this right now. So this has the added thing that they want Jerusalem to be a capital of the world, so they have to take out the other capital of the world, which is New York City. The UN is stationed there, so that's where the UN is at. They have to take it out. It's part of their plan. They're tired of waiting.
Trump already announced that he favored Jerusalem becoming the capital of the world, I believe. Something along that line. He sanctioned it somehow.
Lots of people have suggested that it's the obvious answer. Okay. So let me cover real quick.
Very
who's going to be opposed to Israel in the final war? So let me list the nations. Turkey, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan. These are all Turkic Muslim nations. Iran, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan. These are all Farsi Muslim nations. So Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Yemen, Qatar, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, and Sudan. These are all Arab Muslim nations. Pakistan, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Brunei. These are all Muslim nations. China and North Korea. These are atheist nations. Russia, Belarus, Hungary, Slovakia, and Serbia. These are all Christian nations. So the first recorded battle in human history was the Battle of Megiddo. The last battle in human history will be the Battle of Megiddo. We are right now in humanity's final wars. Final because it is the end. Neither side will win. Humanity will win. Not the end of human beings, but the end of civilization, the end of human slavery to rich people in Zionism. Zionism is the political philosophy and the religion of the Antichrist. It is the end to our oppression. It is humanity's true liberation. Everyone else will be on the Antichrist side. The American, British, French nuclear arsenals will be in service to the Antichrist. Russia and China have the Antichrist outgunned in nuclear weapons. So let me cover some perspectives here. Their thinking. Let me try to describe their thinking a little bit. So order out of chaos is exactly what has happened. In 1919, Leon Trotsky, a Zionist Jew, wrote a pamphlet called Order Out of Chaos after the end of World War I in Europe. It was reprinted and distributed in 1940 as the Socialist Appeal to send the same message about how to take advantage of a world crisis. It worked before World War II. The Soviet Union and Mongolia were the only Marxist nations. After World War II, there were over 35 Marxist nations. So World War I gave us two Marxist nations, and World War II gave us 35 more Marxist nations. Now, when I say Marxist, just call that Zionist. It's the same thing.
Sure.
World War III will make the whole world Marxist. Marxism, after World War II, decided not to wait for another world war, but to actively create chaos so that they could affect social, economic, and political change. The essence of Trotskyite strategy is to create a crisis and use it to affect the changes that they want. That's we see Israel doing that now. A specific crisis is engineered to accomplish a specific goal. For example, climate change is a manufactured crisis that does not exist in reality. It only exists as a narrative that was created to create a crisis. You see, there are 8 billion people on Earth, and their survival depends on energy. So if you cut off that energy, you create a crisis. Specifically, it creates inflation by making cheap petroleum and coal-based energy production out of the question. The green energy sources are very expensive, unreliable, and inefficient. As fuel prices go up, it costs more to heat or cool your home and makes transportation more costly. More expensive transportation means that the cost of food and other goods are more expensive. Additionally, because there is not much effective green energy infrastructure, it has to be quickly constructed, which is very expensive, and taxation must be increased to pay for it. The objective of the Green New Deal is to impoverish humanity and create famine through inflation and taxation. This is creating a crisis, too. So after World War II and after the Viet Minh liberated Indochina from France, the National Liberation Front of South Vietnam adopted a Trotskyite strategy in South Vietnam. Their strategy in South Vietnam was to assassinate teachers because they knew that education is really indoctrination into the current cultural, social, economic, and political milieu, and to assassinate effective and non-corrupt political leaders. This was to create a stand down of effective governance because the people will grow weary of corrupt and ineffective governance. Then they could offer their political program as an alternative. When I was working in Guatemala in 1974, the Marxist People's Revolution Army would attack a government in order to provoke an overreaction by the government, who would attack the villages in the area where the attack on the government took place. The rebels called this raising the political consciousness of the people. By that, they meant that the central government was poor and basically left the rural people to their own devices. So the rural people were basically on their own and were not bothered by the central government because they were subsistence farmers and were not really bothered or served by the state. I would often ask the rural people what they thought of their president, T.L. Lagerlöf. at the time. They usually replied, "What is a president?" So by bringing government soldiers into the village and being abused by them, the previously non-political villagers would learn to hate and despise the government who took their peace and independence away from them. The leader of this rebellion was a half-Chinese Guatemalan army lieutenant named Jan Sosa, who was trained in counterinsurgency warfare at the U.S. Army School of the Americas in Panama. He adapted Maoist techniques of revolutionary warfare after he fled into the mountains after rebelling against General Miguel Irigoyen in 1960. In 1974, his rebels were active in the Petén jungle when I was there. When I returned to Guatemala to work in 1992, they were still fighting the government. The order out of chaos strategy had taken all peace from the rural people. The government only really existed in the cities, just like in Vietnam. In 1966, Che Guevara gave his speech to the tricontinental, referred to as 1-2-3 Vietnams. His goal was to create Marxist revolutions throughout Asia, Africa, and Latin America using the same strategy to take peace away from the people and work towards Marxism in every third world country. He put his money where his mouth was and attempted to foment a revolution in the Bolivian Yungas. These mountainous jungles were so remote and the government so poor that all he managed to do is be the only threat to the rural people. The government was irrelevant to them, and the Bolivian forces just did not have the funds to attack Guevara. It was the rural peasants that pleaded with the government to come and deal with this annoying bandit who was disrupting their lives, trying to tell them how to think and appropriating food and supplies from them. Guevara miscalculated. He never got his popular support and was hunted down and killed as a foreign interloper, just like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid a century before when they came to Bolivia to rob from the silver mines. He misread the social and economic conditions of Bolivia. In 1936, the Frankfurt School of Marxism, Freudianism, came to America from Nazi Germany and began their cultural Marxist revolution in America. Their aim was to cause a cultural and social Marxist revolution to get the U.S. government to stand down and create a crisis in American governance in order to create a Marxist world here. They knew Americans would not buy into anything labeled Marxism, socialism, or communism. So the cultural Marxist philosophers Adorno and Horkheimer, both Zionist Jews, gave it the euphemism critical theory, that you must believe if you want a government or military job. The cultural Marxist government stand down is here now. It has the goal of destroying our peace and prosperity and replacing it with a Marxist collectivist slavery to the Zionist global elite. The border stand down is intended to flood the United States with people who come from collectivist cultures all over the world to dilute the number of people who are individualists and like individual freedom. It's clear right to see because the pedophile Biden is only shipping Venezuelan refugees home because they come from a Marxist country and will not likely vote for Marxist Democrats here. It is also opening the gates to all of the world's criminals and sexual deviants to create chaos in our country. Open borders also enables human trafficking. Open borders also exacerbate the drug problem in our nation. All of these things contribute to the sense of chaos. The only solution will be for us to give up our Constitution and Bill of Rights. The criminal justice stand down is to create chaos in our lives by enabling criminals to attack us. The only available solution offered is to abolish the Second Amendment, to confiscate our guns, because all serious crime is gun crimes. Last week, the federal judge finally approved Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's gun ban in all parks and public spaces owned by government. Her gambit to destroy our freedom succeeded in the end. She is not going to be impeached. It is incremental, but the Marxist strategy is the inevitability of gradualism. She publicly stated that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are not absolute, and her oath of office to support and defend the Constitution is not absolute either. There are no fair trials, and justice has taken the blinders off. Only white people are bad. If you are white, you are screwed. A white person killing a black person in self-defense is murder. A black person murdering a white person is self-defense because it is reparations. This is equity. the government stand down, just like the Viet Cong, kill all the effective and honest leaders and replace them with corrupt and incompetent leaders to destroy the people's faith and trust in the state. Just look at the pedophile Biden tackling Kamala Harris, the obviously corrupt Zionist Attorney General Garland, the lying, cheating Zionist Secretary of the Treasury Yellen, and the traitor Zionist Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas, who has opened our border to all comers. These people are destroying our nation and our lives. The education stand down, where the curriculum is cultural Marxist and the purpose of education is cultural Marxist indoctrination. This is tantamount to the old National Liberation Front strategy of assassinating teachers. The only enemy that the American people really have is the government of the United States, both Marxist Democrats and their fellow travelers, the Republican Party. They want to impoverish you and have sex with your kids. We are living in the Marxist dream of destroying the old to bring in the new. It is an inversion. What was once good is now evil, and what was once evil is now the good. Compare cultural Marxism and the Ten Commandments. Marxism stands exactly opposite to the Ten Commandments. We keep hearing our political leaders talk about our values. The Ten Commandments are real and actual values. Our government wants to promote and protect atheism, which violates the first three commandments. When I was young, everything was closed on Sunday. So keeping the Sabbath is officially in the dustbin of history because everything is open all of the time. Workers are expected to work constantly. The government does all it can to undercut respect for your mother and father. In California, if you do not affirm your child's transgenderism, it is a crime. Your daughter does not need your permission to get an abortion. And parents are harassed by the FBI if they want to say and what their children are taught. Marxism says the patriarchy must be destroyed, which is the opposite of the fifth commandment. Officially, it is perfectly okay for a mother to murder her innocent baby. There is no sanctity of life when your goal is to murder 7.5 billion people like the World Economic Forum wants to do. Adultery is encouraged thanks to the birth control pill, and LGBT lifestyles are both promoted and protected by the state. Our children in public schools are being groomed into LGBT lifestyles. We see that stealing is now called reparations when black people do it, and our prosecutors will not prosecute people for theft. Our government steals our money to give to laggards. Our police will not investigate or arrest for burglary or B&E autos. There is no point in even calling them. The police protect criminals, not victims. Our prosecutors prosecute victims, but not the criminals who attack them. The government itself accuses people falsely. For example, the 6,000 citizens who protested and rigged the election at the Capitol on January 6th.
Yeah. Lies.
Our government lies to us about every single thing. They never speak or admit to the truth of anything. Their default position is always a lie because they never want us to know reality. Our society is all about coveting and envying. That is at the heart of diversity, equity, and inclusion and reparations. Envy and coveting are official government policy. Satan is in charge of our nation, and we put up with him. So these are the people. This is their plan. There is a direct correlation between what's going on in Israel and the stand down there and the crisis they've created. And just believe me this, what they are creating is a world crisis. This is their final gambit. They're going to take control now. Okay. We're looking towards major wars, problem after problem. This is it.
Got it. Let me go back to this Gavin Newsom thing. Now, I want you to follow this. Gavin Newsom was talked about for about a month as far as being a viable presidential candidate. Suddenly, he announced he is not going to seek office for the presidency in 2024. That came as kind of a shock to people. But now it makes sense if something should happen to number one and number two. Number two will accede to number one, and appoint Newsom as the new number two. And it's only a heartbeat away before Gavin Newsom becomes tyrannical, Bolshevik, communist, horror of a president. Believe it. He will be, I can't imagine anything worse. Look what he has done to California. Just look.
Well,
remember, he's Pelosi's nephew.
Leader of California.
Don't forget. That's right.
Yeah.
This could be real bad, real fast.
Kamala go way back. They're friends.
Yeah, I know.
She's going to pick him.
No, she will. You're right. She will.
Removed, the vice
You're
president
right.
comes in, and she appoints. She appoints. Not anybody else. She appoints the next person who's going to be the vice president.
Understood.
And that's just approved, like a rubber stamp by Congress, like with Gerald Ford. It's the same thing. They've practiced this before. Okay?
So you've
so they've practiced all this.
Hold on. I got to ask you another question.
Yeah.
Do you have any intel from your sources that are suggesting that Biden may be sacrificed during this trip?
Well, it's not that. It's just that that's an awful convenient situation, okay?
Sure is.
Because if they Article 25 him, there's going to be some turmoil over the Article 25.
Right.
I think they
right.
would succeed in doing it.
Right.
Because obviously he fits the thing for Article 25. But you know what? Him getting killed on this trip would be faster.
Well, if they blame it on Hamas, we're in the war. We're in the big war right away. Instantly.
Yep. And just consider this. Consider this, Jeff. We sent, what did we send to Ukraine that made it all over the world? Javelin missiles is one thing we sent there. Another thing that we sent there is Stinger missiles. Imagine this.
That's right.
And
now we've sent
in a boat off the coast.
Yeah.
Air Force One's flying over and kaboom, Hamas takes it out.
Theoretically,
the
Air Force One has a lot of countermeasures, but I see your point, and it is true. We've also just sent a secret shipment of ATACMS, the long-range missiles, ground-to-ground, and they're already using them. And nobody knew that they even had them. They were sent over in a stealth flight from the U.S. So the Ukes have ATACMS now. This is getting to be wild, really wild. You can see it all. It's all, it's laid out.
I think we're gonna see it. Let me tell you, when I got this information I think it was Wednesday.
Right.
I actually had emailed you and told you I was going to meet somebody. Back then, I thought that this was sort of crazy and extreme. That just what's happened since he told me on Wednesday, all the pieces are fitting together. And what a lot of it is the chatter in the news media, just going on and on. They're laying all the conditions down. They're saying that, all these Iranian terrorists got into the United States. Because there was a report, this is about 3 years ago or so, that the Iranians were talking about taking out five major U.S. cities, New York, Washington, D.C., Chicago, Houston, and Long Beach, California. And that would cripple the United States.
That's the harbor.
And they could pre-place those bombs in the United States, and they could just set them off at a prearranged time.
I think we've already got them here, and I think the Israelis have put them here years ago.
Oh, yes.
False flags?
They definitely
whatever.
Have.
Yeah.
So look at that. Just look at the pattern here, Jeff. Israel just allowed 1,000 of its citizens to be slaughtered by Hamas. Okay, what's 8 million more people? Well, it's like Stalin once said. He said, one man's death is a tragedy. A million man's death is a statistic. Okay, That's the calculating Bolshevik thinking about this, okay? And if Iran set off a nuke in New York City and destroyed it, that A, we would have justification in a nuclear attack on Iran, and B, it would create such a crisis that Gavin Newsom could declare martial law and it could all be over. And he's just the kind of guy to do it.
He is.
He will do it.
He is. All right. 5.5 million CCP, many PLA, Communist Chinese here on visas, living in the U.S. right now. 34,000, 35,000 have come across the border since Biden took over as dictator. I don't know where they're going to go with these people, but they're here, and they could easily assemble and deploy 1 to 2 million of them, because most all of them are fighting-age men, and many of them have the same haircuts, the same ID, the same tattoos. They're military. They're military. So they could rise up from within and do a hell of a lot of damage real fast. That, too, is a problem.
Well, think about this narrative here. I can't remember what year. It was either 2018 or 2019. I can't remember. But I went up to visit some friends of mine in Boston. And, you know, the narrative is the Chinese flee communist oppression in China, communist China, to come here for freedom. But when I went to Boston, they actually had a Chinese Communist Party People's Club up there. So the Chinese that are coming here actually join a Communist Party mechanism here in the United States.
Sure.
Okay. So
and their weapons were all shipped over here. How, Mitch? In Costco shipping containers. COSCO. You've seen them before. They're shipped over here.
Sure.
They only check, forgive the repetition, our customs people at any major port of entry only looks into 1 out of 100 shipping containers. That's a round number, and it's very close to being accurate. They virtually look in none of them. So it's easy to ship over anything you'd want, pre-position it, unload it, get it ready, stage it. It's all there. This could all happen very easily. Very easily. We only have 1.2 million people in the entire American military. 350,000 of them are overseas, stationed and scattered around in 141 different countries, or something like that. So we only have about 800,000 men and women in military here on the home front where we need them. That's it. So you've got 5 million Chinese, and they could easily assemble a million and take this country down by sending out small groups of people, cells, if you will, to damage this, to blow that up, to kill this group of people. It could be a mess in a matter of hours.
Well, there'll be a fifth column because there's going to be World War III. As we go into World War III, all stops will be pulled out.
I agree.
Okay. So what we're about to see is Israel is going to go on the offensive in Gaza here pretty soon. What's holding them up now is it's raining. And if you're a modern developed army, you don't attack in the rain because you want to move forward with air defense, especially if you have weak soldiers. You need to have heavy tactical air support to support them going in. Now,
so you agree with my thesis that the Israeli military boots on the ground is not a tough first-class fighting force in terms of they're not committed, okay? They want to play TikTok. They want to have the good life. That's what they are. So they don't want to die in Gaza.
Right. You're correct. I mean, you know, if we look at many things that are going on now, we look at the 1956 war, the 1967 war, the 1973 war. They as soon as the war started, these were 7-day and 3-day wars and so forth, because the international community brought to bear right away a ceasefire. Okay, and this time they're saying no way. Nobody's calling for that ceasefire. I mean, the Arabs are calling for a ceasefire, but nobody else is.
No,
nobody in the West is. And the West used to be the ones who put the pressure on them for a ceasefire. Now they're supporting it. Let me tell you, we have special forces on the ground in Gaza today. Our government is telling us we're sending troops there. There'll be support troops and advisors. And this is a clever word, because what is a special forces soldier? He is an advisor. Okay. That's the primary thing, is to advise foreign armies. Actually, guerrillas behind the enemy lines and stuff is who they're supposed to advise. But they also do special operations, of course. So we have them there in Gaza right now.
It was announced last week, I think, late last week, that Special Forces Americans were already there on the ground. Yes, you're right. Yeah. It was only one time, and then the story disappeared. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, this assemblage. Yeah. The assemblage of two nuclear carriers with hundreds of planes each, I guess, or all told, and any kind of weapon you'd imagine. The formula is already mixed in the pot. They're stirring it up. They're getting ready to pour it out. How it's going to do in terms of the actual outlay, I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. Mitchell, thank you very much. That was fascinating. Really great stuff.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, next week, what's absent from the news is what's going on in the Arab world, in the Muslim world. Okay, they're not talking about yet. I've been following chatter there. Okay, and next week I want to report on what's going there, because I think everybody needs to know their point of view. Because nobody in American press is ever going to tell the people what their point of view is. And why that's important is, if we want to know what they will or will not do, we need to know their point of view. Okay?
Agreed. I agree. Okay, well done. Thank you again. Talk soon. Be safe out there. All right. Okay, we'll be right back with David Oates and Reverse Speech coming up next.